Hello everyone, I'm Darren McGee. Now if you've spent any time on social media, chances are you've had people interact with you you generally wouldn't want to interact with in real life. Some can be insulting, some can just be a nuisance. Some might misrepresent what it is you're saying, demand that you explain things you never said or meant in the first place. Some can even be threatening. In other words, you've been on the wrong end of an internet troll. But who are these people? What is it motivates them? Today, I'm going to talk about the different kinds of internet troll, just from the pest to the outright sadistic, their various motivations and the personality types involved. I'm Darren McGee. I hope you find this interesting. Now, the term troll comes from a mythical antisocial kind of creature. They tend to be very grumpy and very quarrelsome and particularly hard to get along with. In the kid's story, The Three Billy Goats Gruff, the troll in that story lived under a bridge, if you will, hid in the shadows. I think the same could be said for internet trolls. They hide anonymously behind their phones, their laptops or whatever. Some even create fake accounts just to spread misery online. But the reasons for trolling can vary from person to person. Some people do it out of boredom, some people do it out of malice. Some people just want to get some kind of response from, say, a celebrity of some kind. Some are just desperate for attention, and bad attention is better than none at all. There can be envy. Envy perhaps over someone else's success, or even just happiness. Someone may see something online that they disagree with and really believe that it's been posted about them personally. And some may just want to reel others into their own little world of misery. So what is internet trolling? Well, first of all, let's look at what it isn't. Someone who posts something maybe controversial or has a disagreement with someone isn't necessarily an internet troll. The Oxford Dictionary describes an online troll as someone who is making a deliberately offensive or provocative online post with the aim of upsetting someone. So from that definition, I would suggest that with trolling, there is an intent. But I don't necessarily think that definition covers all kinds of trolling. So let's look at some of the different kinds of online troll, ranging from the nuisance to the outright sadistic. First of all, there is the pay attention to me kind of troll. Now, this person may have no real interest in what the post is or what the discussion is about. They maybe don't really want to learn anything new. They are perhaps just lonely, they just want a bit of attention. They will comment on pretty much anything, hoping that someone is going to engage with them. Then there's what's known as the griefer. Now, this is the troll who likes to irritate others just for the sake of a joke. They may come across as a playful, rule-breaking kind of scamp, but as much as that banter can be harmless, there can also be a sinister side to it. They seem to enjoy embarrassing, sabotaging, or even humiliating others just for a giggle. Then there would be what's known as, well, what I would call the pedantic, sometimes referred to as maybe the grammar police. Now, this is the troll who would maybe see the misspelling of a word or an apostrophe in the wrong place, or maybe something has been mispronounced and my goodness, they just pounce. This kind looks for human error and weakness and finds ways to exploit it for their own gratification. When others maybe challenge them on pointing out the error, it's still a win for them because the topic of conversation has now shifted. They are being engaged with, not the person who made the original post themselves. It can also be a tactic to devalue and criticize the person who made the error. Maybe they just made one small human error, but according to this troll, they are clearly stupid. You shouldn't listen to anything they have to say. Which can be very similar to the intellectual troll. Now, this is the troll who likes to share their opinions, whether they have any knowledge on the topic or not. They behave as if their thoughtful musings are more important than facts or experience. Now, a common trait of the intellectual troll is, if they ask a question or raise a concern or make a statement, if you answer them, they have no interest in anything you have to say. They just want you to debate with them. They just want you to explain yourself. And your explanation will never be good enough because they are far too clever. They're a bit like an energy vampire. They tend to feed off your frustration as you try to get your point across. They continually misdirect the topic of the conversation. They use endless paragraphs of word salad, and it doesn't matter what you say, they have no intention of understanding. The next kind of troll would be the one who deliberately spreads misinformation. Now, the agenda behind this kind of troll is to create false perceptions around a person or a situation. I would speculate that many of these kind of trolls would maybe be part of a movement or an organization, as maybe they're trying to create bias, false narratives in order to maybe harass and deceive other people, particularly their opponents. Next up is what I would describe as a predator. Now, these are opportunists. They maybe see people who are undecided about something and dazzle them with their intellect and their wit, or they may see someone who is vulnerable, so they come across as pleasant. They flatter them, engage with their target in the hope of any kind of a conversation. It may be quite harmless at first. You know, I agree with you, you've made a good point, I hope you're in a better place now. But remember what I said, these are predators. You do engage with them, it's not long before it escalates to things like, so where are you from, and I would like to talk to you further, can I have your email address or your phone number? Now, if someone does engage with them but won't necessarily give them personal information, personal contact information, they can become quite aggressive. By the way, if you're targeted by this kind of troll, rest assured that they've probably sent that same friendly, flattering message to dozens of people in the hope that someone will answer. Next is the perpetually offended troll. Everything outrages them. They are either offended personally or they're offended on behalf of others. Doesn't matter what's said, doesn't matter whether it was in good humor or even if it's a scientific fact, even if it's something innocuous, it will be twisted into something hurtful and offensive. This seems to be a mindset where opinions, beliefs, feelings are much more important than other people's or even facts. There's no room for nuance, there's no room for context or even difference. In some cases, once they have decided to find something offensive, there are those who would indulge in what I've heard referred to as offense archaeology. In other words, they will search through years of someone's posts, tweets, pictures, videos, actively looking for more evidence to support their claim. Quite typically, these would be the type who ask gotcha questions. Now, these are the kind of questions that you just cannot answer properly. Regardless of your answer, they will have something to attack you for. And this kind of trolling tends to generate what's known as pylons. And you would particularly see this on Twitter. Others tend to suddenly become very offended as well and add to the insulting, the threatening, the humiliation of the target. And these pylons are what researchers refer to as the broken window theory. Now, that theory is that if someone were to lift a stone and throw it at a window and smash it, others start to become very excited. They lift stones and start throwing at the window as well. Even though it's already smashed, that doesn't matter. They are getting a kick out of it as well, which can be a bit of a nightmare if you happen to be that window. Lastly, there is the insulter or the hater. Now, they post hateful, hurtful comments, sometimes just for the sake of it. They don't have to know the person. They don't have to know anything about them. They just do it. They will threaten in many different ways. They may even threaten to expose personal details about their target, such as where they live. And it can be terrifying to be on the wrong end of this kind of troll, because the victims can't always be sure whether or not to take the threat seriously, especially if the troll is anonymous. So there are just some kinds of the trolls. So the question as to why do they do it? Well, first of all, as I've already mentioned, there is safety behind anonymity. So they can feel safe to bully, insult and harass, even threaten people, believing there will be no fear of punishment. And when it comes to the pylons that I mentioned earlier, sometimes there's a belief that there is safety in numbers. There is also safety in trolling someone from a fake account. But what kind of a person engages in internet trolling? Well, research from Brigham Young University have found that many people with dark personality traits and schadenfreude are more likely to demonstrate trolling behaviours. Now, the dark triad is a combination of psychopathy, narcissism, and Machiavellianism. Schadenfreude, Now, that's a German word, and that means someone who derives pleasure from other people's misfortune and discomfort. In other words, sadism. Now, other areas of research have shown that whenever those four elements, the psychopathy, the narcissism, the Machiavellianism, and the sadism, when they come together, you have what's known as the dark tetrad. So let's look at the different elements of the dark tetrad to see if they fit the character of the online troll. So first of all, there is psychopathy. Now, this could be characterized by being callous and having a lack of remorse for harming others. Psychopathy comes under the umbrella term of antisocial personality, which is often characterized by hostility and aggression. Sometimes there's unnecessary risk-taking and having no regard for the well-being or for the safety of others. So what might that look like in trolling? Well, you might have someone who's claiming to be very virtuous or as part of some kind of righteous movement, but their behavior is really just self-serving. Any gratification they get is gained through socially negative attitudes and behaviors. I think the psychopathy would explain some of the more extreme types, you know, where we see threats of violence, even encouraging others to engage in that level of hatred. Now, the sadistic elements at play there, such as the threats, the capitalizing on other people's fears and pain and misfortune, I would suggest that's not so much pleasure, although yes, they may well be getting pleasure from it, but it's more as a means to an end. They terrorize, threaten in order to dominate, to control, and to force others to comply. The second component would be narcissism. Now, narcissism is often characterized by a sense of entitlement. There's haughty behavior, there's being highly disagreeable and either highly resistant or highly sensitive to criticism. There is also a lack of empathy. Now, it's a lack of empathy, not no empathy. There is what's known as a cognitive empathy. This is sometimes known as a dark empathy. Now, in other words, they know what they're doing. They know what buttons to push. They know what reaction that they want, and they know pretty much how to go about getting that reaction. They enjoy those reactions. They're feeding off it. And there are different kinds of narcissism. I think with the grandiose narcissism, we see the troll who can get very angry. Now, they're often an expert on topics and subjects that they know nothing about. They can be very quick to try to discredit the other person's credentials. And if they can't do that, they'll pretty much try to discredit the person themselves. Regardless of the presentation, remember, when it comes to narcissism, again, primarily ego-driven, so everything is about them. They maybe see something online that challenges them or challenges their worldview somehow, and they may react as if it's about them personally. Sometimes that can bring up what's often known as narcissistic rage. Another common characteristic of narcissism is envy. They believe people should be envious of them, and they are generally very envious of other people. They don't like to see others happy, successful, even just being popular, and they tend to try to ruin it somehow. They often engage in conversations online and frustrate the hell out of the people they're trolling, as their arguments are nonsensical, circular reasoning, and often personalized. Thirdly, there is sadism. Now, this is often characterized by receiving gratification from the pain, humiliation, and the misery of others, using cruelty for their own pleasure, their own entertainment, or to control and to dominate. There are different kinds of sadism. There's what's known as explosive sadism, which is often the unrestrained anger and the vitriol. Now, these trolls are scathing, merciless, they relish menacing and dehumanizing others. There is tyrannical sadism, which is controlling others through outbursts of fury, humiliation, and fearsome attacks. Then there's enforcing sadism. They threaten, humiliate, destroy others in the name of the greater good. They believe themselves to be on their right side. It is their role in life to seek out the less virtuous, the less moral, and to punish them. And then there's spineless sadism. Now, these would be more cowardly, but can be every bit as venomous as the others now, just in different ways. For example, they can feel safe to harass and to bully through just being anonymous or perhaps being part of a larger group or a larger movement. They might not necessarily be the first to insult someone or to threaten someone, but are very quick to take part in pile-ons and to try to keep it going. They can also switch sides very quickly whenever it suits them. I think with spineless sadism as well, what we often see is the more passive-aggressive type of troll. For example, the jokes with Jags, the pretending to just be a playful scamp, or highlighting errors or fault just for the sake of a debate. But they're really quite bogus and insecure, and any targets they pick on themselves, they tend to be quite isolated or vulnerable somehow. And lastly, there's Machiavellianism. Now, this is the very manipulative element of the Dark Tetrad. They might be spreading or withholding information in order to manipulate others, manipulate the population, the news, elections even. They may be commenting and posting things to elicit a specific reaction. They're always kind of scheming, plotting, looking for something just to exploit in order to further their own agenda. They're the type that would just put something out there just to see if anybody bites, if anybody reacts. When it comes to the manipulation side of things, remember the internet has been around for a while now, and many trolls have had a long time to finely tune their skills, to find out in which forum is it reasonable to do this, and is it best to do that, and even with different kinds of people, to know what works and what doesn't. For example, the very aggressive, vitriolic kind of troll, they generally don't bother to go onto forums where there is civil discussion and the discussions are well moderated and people are generally pleasant and friendly. If you remember earlier on, I mentioned a cognitive empathy. That kind of empathy can be quite analytical, so some can adapt how they go about their trolling. Learning what buttons to push, what kind of language to use. It's something to consider when it comes to the online troll. Many times all they're doing is reading words. They may have a profile picture of that person or an avatar of some kind. Other than that, they know nothing about the person. Now, if it's, say, like a YouTube video, yeah, they see and hear the person speak, but they know nothing about them. They've never actually met. So I think a lot of the time what's happening is they are reacting to a version of that person that they have created for themselves in their own head. At this point, I would like to add that other research I had looked at suggested that there is a link, when it comes to trolling anyway, there is a link between loneliness and aggression. Now, loneliness can represent a state of chronic frustration. There's maybe unmet needs and a lack of connection with others. So if you think about that loneliness, that inner turmoil, the bitterness, the envy, and the resentment, you imagine that co-occurring with dark personality traits. That's often quite a destructive combination. And with loneliness, bad attention still brings an emotional reward. It is better than no attention at all. That emotional reward can become quite addictive. The more they inflict misery on others, the more they do. And the more they do, the better they feel. So the more they inflict misery on others. Which does sound quite maladaptive, because if someone is lonely, if they want some kind of connection, antagonizing others is probably not the best way to go about it. Some people just want to create mayhem for the sake of mayhem. But then, as Milton once wrote, maybe it's better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven.
So there are just some of the internet troll types, their motivations and behaviors. I hope you find this interesting. I'm Darren McGee, and until next time, thanks for listening.